Kramer with Mission Network News. President Trump's latest travel ban has been blocked by two federal judges, but the newest additions to the list have raised some questions, bringing to mind the needs of one particular country. Plus, in just a little bit, we'll look at how one ministry is meeting the needs of at-risk families around the world. But first, when President Trump announced the latest travel ban last month, one of the questions that arose was why was Venezuela added to the list? The ban only includes certain government officials and their families, and the official reason was that Venezuela wasn't sharing public safety and terrorism-related information with the U.S. But Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio believes there might also be another reason.
Well, I don't know if this is really going to affect the government that much. I think it's more of a symbolic gesture, really, to show that America is displeased with the current regime.
Even as the mood between the two nations continues to sour, Shantz reminds us of the matter at hand. Venezuelans are struggling to survive an economic crisis. TWR works closely with local churches to provide biblically-based radio programming. Shantz says while the church wants to be a beacon of hope, they're struggling to meet their own and others' needs long enough to share the gospel message.
What we have is the throne of grace. We have prayer. And what we need to pray for is that there will be some sort of a reform take place in Venezuela, that the economic situation will improve there so that people's basic needs will be met.
Next, recently the United Nations released a statistic that 6 out of 10 children in the world aren't meeting levels of proficiency in learning. Part of the problem being the lack of resources and the deeper problems that poverty causes. Teach Beyond International's George Durant shares.
We've also got, huge issues related to students coming into the classroom completely ill-prepared to learn. There's malnutrition and all the associated problems that you have with malnutrition, the impact that has on a person physically and mentally. They come from homes and communities that don't value education. It's not UNESCO that's going to solve this problem. We think this is a church-based issue, and it gives us a wonderful opportunity to bring a biblical worldview into countries that are still in their formative stage.
So how can we help?
There is a unique open door for us now to help the church in the less privileged areas of the world address this problem and to work through the church there, because the church gets it. They are in position. And then this way we can integrate the educational revolution that we're calling for into the whole church growth movement.
Ask God to raise up holistic educators who want to be part of the solution. And when it comes to parenting curriculum, there are several options. But while Susan Espenlop worked with at-risk families, she found that the available curriculum options for these parents were lacking. The parents came from a variety of at-risk backgrounds, including poverty, a history of abuse, drug use, or lack of education.
I saw great need for just basic parenting skills, such as knowing how to communicate with your children, understanding some positive discipline strategies, knowing how to raise responsible children and children with moral character.
That's why Espenlop wrote Putting the Pieces Together. It's a parenting curriculum with biblical lessons and practical tools for parents from at-risk backgrounds. This resource is free for ministries to use and can be translated into multiple languages. Most recently, Mohabbat TV translated Putting the Pieces Together into Farsi for their broadcasts.
My prayer and my vision really is to build up the body of Christ, to build up our Christian homes, because our homes are supposed to be a testimony of who God is and what His character is like.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.